There is a really a beautiful consideration in the lines of the letter to the Hebrews today. You know, sometimes the reading can get lengthy and we kind of lose some of the words along the way, but there's something so beautiful. There's a brief definition, and it happens so very quickly, and yet it speaks so very well. Right there in the beginning of the letter to the Hebrews, it says, faith is the realization of what is hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. It's remarkable. Because within this reminder, within this beautiful definition, we have one of the great reminders to us of what it is that we need at the very heart of our life. We need faith. We do. We need faith all the more as we live in a world that begins to scoff at the very notion of having faith, that becomes critical of the idea that we use faith as such a core component of our belief, that we are willing to share our faith, to have our faith, and to grow in this virtue of faith is something that is seen more as the last refuge of the ignorant. When really faith shouldn't be our last resort, it should be our first call. Our faith and our willingness to live our faith and be witnesses of that faith should be something that come at the very heart of who we are. Faith isn't a refuge of ignorance, but of something, the evidence of things not seen, a realization of what is hoped for. We have to have faith. It's fascinating to me so very often how those who try and criticize faith and try and become harsh with the very notion of faith are the ones who actually just need as much faith as the rest of us. They just don't want to admit to it. And don't let anyone ever tell you they don't have any faith. Because if they tell you they don't have any faith, ask them genuinely how they function in today's society. If they've ever been out to eat, they have to have at least a small amount of faith that the person in the kitchen hasn't poisoned their meal. If you ever want to have this discussion over dinner, it's a great time to bring it up just after they've swallowed their first bite, you know. You always want to remind people that they have faith that these things work out in their lives. Unless you're telling me that you've met someone who has built their own automobile, built their own computer, assembled all the components, soldered every last piece, built their own car, set up their own house, built every component from its studs to its concrete to its frame to every other piece in between, built their furniture and made sure that they've looked after it every second. They have to have at least a little bit of faith. Isn't that why we have review sites? Because we have faith in someone else's opinion that our experience in a place will be similar to that person's. Curiously enough, those people who say that we shouldn't have faith are the ones who apparently are the ones who insist that they have faith in all of these things. Yet somehow that last step to have faith in God Himself seems to be such a giant leap. We begin to think that somehow science and faith are at odds. We cite historical precedents where moments where the church became critical of science and we insist that they have to be at odds somehow, and we have some fight on our hands if we ever try and bring the two together. Now, I want to assure you that if you want to take on the intellectual prowess of seeing where science and religion come together, then by all means take on the intellectual prowess that is St. John Paul II's beautiful encyclical document, Faith and Reason, Fides et Ratio. I mean, your printer might cry after you print it out. It is a couple of pages long, more than the average encyclical, but it is a wonderful exploration and consideration of who exactly we are called to be within this life, and challenged to pursue science to its greatest degree, because it's there that we see that science itself has limitations. To pursue faith in all of its glory, and realize that faith in and of itself doesn't seek to answer every question. Don't underestimate, science asks useful questions like, how does that work, and what is it made of? Science doesn't ask the question, why does it exist? That's a different realm altogether. What we should never be afraid to do is to grow in that beautiful theological virtue of faith, to have a realization of things that are hoped for. Of course, by the very definition, it points to the fact that we don't just need faith. We need hope. We need to continue to have hope. We should be able to hope for even impossible things, even unlikely things. Rest assured, it was unlikely to me that I would ever become a priest. If I didn't have hope, it never would have happened. And let us not lose heart. Knowledge is a virtue, so is faith. Covered all of our bases. We don't have one against another. We should be growing in both. We genuinely take on the challenge offered in this letter from the Hebrews, what we should have in our very life is the challenge of faith itself, realizing what is hopeful. We should have hope for those impossible things within our life. And over everything, we should put on love. Fully aware that by putting on love, we allow our faithfulness to be realized in things unseen. And we allow our hope to spring ever eternal. Leave you with this. There was a popular 90s television show. At the end of the opening credits, it would say, "Seeing is believing." My brother watched it all the time. I'd see that caption, "Seeing is believing." I go, that doesn't make any sense. If I can see it, I don't have to believe it. I know it. I can tell you that there's a car parked out there behind you. You could believe me. Or you could look for yourself, and then you don't have to believe me. Then you know. There's no believing there. There's knowledge. We need both. Don't be afraid. Ask questions. Have questions. Learn things. Faith is not an excuse for us to pretend we don't know something. But have faith, too. Have faith that allows us to have evidence of things not seen. Have faith so that we might have a realization of what is hope for. Hope for the impossible. And over everything, put on love.